June 3rd, 2021. We're just past Memorial Day, a time of remembering our loved ones, our soldiers, who gave their lives for our country, and a time to realize that all we hold dear is changing. A boot is on our face. This is Lou Carabelli. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom, the evening watchman program. Many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. Our website is DividedKingdomRadio.com. The Divided Kingdom can be heard on WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio. Also, Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, Global Star Communications, and KStarTalkRadio.com. Continuing in a series of emergency broadcasts, check out May's programs in our listening archives at DividedKingdomRadio.com. We persevere in checking out the march of death in tyranny during COVID. Isn't that right, my colleague?
This is Elizabeth Cuppett Caverly, and Lou, you couldn't be more right about the unprecedented post-constitutional times and creeping tyranny. In fact, tonight's emergency alert is titled, "The Gates of Death Widen." No commercials, no listening time schedule. We want you to have every minute, every second devoted to this crucial warning news. And I would point out that we are under some duress to have the money to stay on the air, so that if some of you can help us, we owe not only WWCR, but Global Star Communications, that wonderful group of people that brings us to you. And that's Todd and Don Waite at Global Star Communications. And some of you have just found out that you could hear us on Global Star as well as on WWCR. So if you would like to help us, you could send a little cash. And remember, if 20 people sent $10, that would be a significant help to us. So no amount is too little. You could send cash, a money order. And if you do send a check, it must be made out to WWCR or to Global Star Communications. We could use either one at this time. And so you can also send a few postage stamps if you would like. But whatever you do send, you mail it to Lou, capital L-O-U, Caverly, capital C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, at Post Office Box 28. And the town is Bethlehem. Capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And again, that's Lou Caverly at P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And now we're going all over the map.
Here's the first capsule, Shakaroo. This is from Great Game India, dated May 20th, 2021. U.S. military troops are being deployed to vaccinate Americans. In Dallas County, uniformed U.S. military troops went around vaccinating Americans in bars and restaurants. Dallas County Health and Human Services organized a pop-up COVID-19 vaccine drive with uniformed U.S. Army National Guard soldiers going around bars and restaurants with vaccines. They were spotted walking around Deep Elm randomly, trying to vaccinate people and bar-goers who haven't been vaccinated yet in Dallas. And I understand that Deep Elm, I'll just insert here, is a kind of an artistic district in the northern part of Dallas. How many Americans have died after taking the COVID vaccine? According to official data, between late December of 2020 and last month, a total of 3,362 people apparently died after getting the COVID vaccines in the United States. That's an average of 30 people every day. And fleshing out this story, here's another headline. We are all surrounded by the disreputable brown shirts of Nazi times once more. The headline reads, uniformed military troops now targeting alcohol-drinking young adults for on-site COVID vaccinations because impaired judgment is desired by the vax squads. This one was also dated May 20th, 2021. This is by Ethan Huff at Natural News. The military-industrial complex is so desperate to get all Americans vaccinated, and I notice that they have that, I'll interject in quotation marks, because we often hear that this is not a traditional vaccine, this COVID-19. Going on, they want to get them vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus, that is now sending uniformed military troops, or that it is now sending uniformed military troops into the streets to jab drunk young people who are too inebriated to resist. Reports indicate that soldiers are now roving the streets of Dallas, searching for young adults incapacitated on alcohol to roll up their sleeves for one of Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed injections.
There is no shame, Lou.
No, none whatsoever. Since only about 40% of young adults in the area are believed to have been vaccinated so far, the medical deep state is having its obedient soldier drones attempt to double that number by tricking young people into getting needled while their brains are impaired. Quote, "We were actually celebrating my best friend's birthday. He just turned 19. So we were going to go skate around, get something to eat, and I was like, I might as well get it done," one blue-haired young person told CBS DFW about his agreeing to get injected upon encountering military troops in the neighborhood of Deep Ellum. He went on to say, quote, "All they needed was my first and last name. Then they asked for my address and my driver's license number," unquote. Another middle-aged man said he was just walking by to go to dinner when he encountered the soldiers armed with needles. The encounter was apparently so compelling that the man agreed to roll up his sleeve on the spot to get injected. He said, "It was pretty easy," as he mumbled through his face mask. One person tweeted an especially disturbing video of what appears to be a drunk 7-Eleven employee rolling up his sleeve to have a younger military soldier administer a Wuhan flu shot right in the store. No doctors or medical personnel necessary. Even though licensed medical workers are the only ones legally allowed to administer pharmaceutical injections, an exception was apparently made for the teenage-looking soldier to crudely stick the needle in the employee's arm. Quote, "With a Johnson & Johnson, you only need one and done," the soldier is heard saying to the man. "So that's the good thing about it. You don't have to get a second one. Nothing like it." As you will notice, the soldier, and there is a video you can watch if you go to that website. As you will notice, the soldier had two unsanitary bandages hanging off of his sleeve, ready to apply to the injection site. Seems safe and professional, right? Just days ago, taking off your mask in a public place was considered by Democrats to be an act of quote-unquote murder. Now, slapping a few dirty bandages in your sleeve while injecting someone with deadly chemicals in the middle of a 7-Eleven at midnight is being reported as science. America really has become the Twilight Zone. Thanks to both the previous administration and the current one, our country has been plunged into a medical police state that is only just getting started with what it has planned for the populace. "Drunk people cannot give legal consent," noted one commenter at Citizen Free Press, about how heinous it is for the military to be targeting drunk people with life-altering injections while drunk at the local bar. "Ambushing drunks, not cool," wrote another. "It's an irreversible experimental genetic treatment. It's not right to go stalking people for your sick agenda." Others noted that wars were fought by our country to stop this type of genocidal encroachment. Now our own military is doing the encroaching, and in Texas, of all places. Oh, America, how far you have fallen.
Yes, Lou. And across the pond, there's a twin to the Dallas action of the Gestapo goon COVID business going on. And this, again, was written by Ethan Huff at naturalnews.com Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. UK to deploy door-to-door COVID vaccine hit squads. The government of Great Britain has announced that in order to get more people, quote, vaccinated with the Wuhan coronavirus, jab-armed hit squads are now being deployed throughout the island to help boost compliance. Plandemic goons have already been spotted roving neighborhoods in Bolton and Blackburn, two areas of England that have supposedly been hit hard by the new so-called Indian variant of the Chinese virus. Commenting on the fascist scheme, a government spokesperson blasphemously remarked, quote, "In jabs we trust," end quote. Boris Johnson also announced that Brits can once again go to pubs and restaurants and sit inside, adding the caveat that the Indian variant could pose, quote, a real risk of disruption, end of quote, to the planned June 21st end to social distancing. Thus far, some 36 million vaccine doses have been administered to Brits, covering about 69% of the total adult population. The number of second doses administered has reached nearly 20 million. In a matter of days, everyone over the age of 35 in the UK will be eligible for injection, and the government is insistent that there is no evidence to suggest that the injections are not effective against the Indian variant. And here's a little headline within the article. Areas with lowest vaccination rates seeing highest virus spread, politicians claim. As for the door-to-door injection campaign, government officials plan to blitz entire neighborhoods where the Indian variant is believed to be lurking. Entire households will get needled on command, reports indicate, in order to, quote, save lives. Unless everyone gets a syringe plunged into their arms, the Chinese virus will continue to spread, quote, like wildfire, British politicians insist. And so it just happens that this alleged spread is taking place almost exclusively in areas where people are refusing injection. In Bolton and Blackburn, for instance, the vaccination rate is below 80%. To get it up above 80%, the British government is fear-mongering about the Indian variant while sending jackboots in to forcibly administer Wuhan flu injections. The National Army is also being sent to target entire multi-generational households with the vaccines. Some 4,000 people in Bolton alone were injected by a jab bus that came barreling through town the other day. As more Brits get injected, Johnson is allowing more travelers to enter the country from elsewhere, including from India. Unlike the United States, which recently banned travel to and from India, England has opened up its doors to the highly infected nation. Hilariously, ethnic minorities are the most resistant to vaccination in the UK, which has prompted the government there to come up with new tactics for convincing brown and black people to get the jab. While upwards of 93.5% of all white Brits over the age of 50 have already been injected for the Chinese virus, only about 83.5% of South Asians have gotten it. Among blacks, only about 67% have agreed to get injected. Quote, if there are communities unprotected, the virus will find them and go through them like wildfire, claims Nadeem Zahawi, a minority who works as the UK's vaccines minister. In addition to drive-by vans and door-to-door hassling, the government of the UK is also hoping to convince more people to get injected by playing on their emotions. Quote, you would never go outside with a gun and start. No, you really wouldn't in England, would you, Lou? You don't have a gun.
You wouldn't have the opportunity,
no. You don't have a gun. You would never go outside with a gun and start shooting people because you can see the destruction, stated ex-Blue Peter presenter Connie Hook during a recent appearance. But those without the jab don't see the impact of passing the virus on. Labor health spokesman Jonathan Ashworth agrees, having stated that a, quote, vaccine blitz, end of quote, is needed to prevent people from saying no to the jab.
McDonald's, now functioning as a vaccine propaganda arm of the CDC, meaning the government has recruited a junk food giant to push public health propaganda. This was by Ethan Huff, Friday, May 14th, Natural News. The McDonald's fast food chain has partnered up with the Biden regime to push overweight Americans who imbibe on Big Macs, McNuggets, and Diet Coke to go get their Wuhan coronavirus injections as soon as possible. Starting in July, McCafe coffee cups will feature the Department of Health and Human Services slogan, we can do this, alongside information about how Chinese virus vaccination is necessary, according to the government, in order to, quote, safely, unquote, reopen society. Emblazoned on every McDonald's coffee cup will be a link to vaccine.gov, where customers many of whom have diabetes or are soon to get it, can learn more about China Joe's efforts to plunge Wuhan flu needles into every American's arm by Independence Day. This new Chinese virus injection marketing campaign will also be featured on the seal stickers used to package McDelivery orders, meaning all McDonald's customers will be blasted with the propaganda every time they eat there. Getting vaccinated is easy, announced Xavier Becerra, Beijing Biden's Secretary of HHS, and he said, quote, more than 150 million people have already gotten at least one dose of vaccine, and millions more are getting vaccinated every day. Thanks to McDonald's, people will now be able to get trusted information about vaccines when they grab a cup of coffee or eat a meal. Ending this pandemic requires all of us working together to do our part, including encouraging our friends and family to get vaccinated. This effort will help more people make informed decisions about their health and learn about steps they can take to protect themselves and their communities, unquote. Later this month, McDonald's is also planning to push Wuhan coronavirus, quote-unquote, vaccines on billboards in Times Square, which barely sees any traffic anymore ever since Andrew Infanticide Cuomo turned New York into a medical police state. The push by McDonald's and the Biden White House comes as vaccination rates for the Wuhan flu are declining.
Yes, we'd like to take a vacation from this topic. I think that was a Freudian slip, but we can't. It's just too dire, and we have a duty. We have a duty to Almighty God to expose this. Go ahead.
It only makes sense that a fake president would push fake vaccines on an overhyped pandemic that ended a long time ago. Most Americans, it would seem, know this, as only a small fraction of the country is lining up to get injected. The government knows this as well, which is why it is attempting every trick in the book to get those messenger RNA chemicals into people's bodies through any means possible, including by teaming up with McDonald's to teach people about health. And, of course, that word health is in quotes. Announced Jenna Gent, Vice President for Global Public Policy and Government Relations at McDonald's, quote, "We all want to protect ourselves and our loved ones and be together with our communities again. McDonald's is excited to be doing our part for the people we serve, providing them with simple information that can help keep them safe. This is a team effort. It takes all of us. We're proud to enter this partnership to provide trusted, independently verified information about COVID-19 vaccines to our customers in the nearly 14,000 communities we serve," unquote. One wonders just how many American taxpayer dollars were handed over to McDonald's to push the deadly jabs. Chalk it all up to more taxation without representation, which is now the norm. According to the CDC, 152 million people have received at least one dose of a Chinese virus injection. But many are not coming back for the second shot because of the deadly side effects they are experiencing.
Exclusive. Goebbels-style Ministry of Propaganda tactics on display as ad agency promotes deadly COVID vaccines with manipulative, cunning slogans for buttons and T-shirts by S.D. Wells, Natural News, Friday, May 14, 2021. Oh, those Nazis were very cunning, that is for sure. The Jews of Nazi Germany were not dumb. They just never saw it coming. Propaganda is a very powerful machine, and the psychology of sales was instrumental in wiping out half of all Jewish people on planet Earth. That was then. This is now. The new scapegoat Jews are everyone who is choosing not to be vaccinated with the prion creating COVID jabs, and our extermination is being called for in a happy-go-lucky fashion with catchy little sayings about getting vaccinated that are published and printed on everything from coffee mugs and T-shirts to bumper stickers and brainwashing buttons to wear on your lapel. That's right, folks. No promotional campaign can stoop too low when it comes to vaccine promotion. Welcome to Nazi America, where chemical medicine, like the gas chambers, is promoted by the very citizens already sold on heading to the concentration camps for re-education and full vaccination. Headline within the article, according to ad agencies, vax-infected sheep are the best tool for reaching the goal of 100% American genocide via vaccine propaganda. A southeastern ad agency in the USA is working hard to help the vax-infected sheeple con the intelligent research people into getting jabbed with the deadly COVID vaccine series of shots. Turning vaccinated community members into advocates is the header for the introduction to the mission of the ad agency Pharma/Vax Shills. They claim that too many Americans, at least 40 million, are in the I'll wait and see category. Yes, to see how many vaccinated people die in the next couple years from the vaccines. More than 50 slogans have already been created and brandished on paraphernalia to help the vax-infected masses coerce and brainwash more vaccine opponents into moving forward with their own demise. You can use these yourself or ask the ad agency to paste them onto anything you like. No ask is too big. Want a tattoo on your forearm? Go for it. The pro-jab propaganda is off the chain. No holds barred. Here's what they've got so far. While perusing through the slogans, see if you notice a striking similarity to Nazi Germany propaganda. Vaccination. Because, according to the Selected for Termination sheeple, we're all in this together. Let freedom sting, because death is the opposite of freedom. Baby got vax, promoted genocide of babies. Vax for victory, V for Hitler. Hug me, I'm vaccinated, to help the sheeple shed and spread disease. Stick it to COVID, reverse psychology. The Lord of the Stings, playing into child psychology. Vax to the future. Target those teens for the Auschwitz vax chambers. Sting 1 and Sting 2 for the sting operation of injecting neurotoxins in 300 million unsuspecting Americans. Compare this Vax for Victory message with Nazi propaganda. Talented creatives at ad agencies just want to help America be healthy. That's all. They really care about everyone being safe. Sure. These Nazi-style promotional slogans will surely help the vaccinated start conversations with those darn non-vaxxers who keep using science to prove vaccines are deadly. Get that one-on-one conversation going with somebody who doesn't like chemicals and human abortion cells injected into their muscle tissue and let them know, quote, we're all in this together, and that vaccines are for the greater good, even if a few million people already died just after getting them. Tune your internet frequency to chemicalviolence.com. Chemicalviolence.com for updates on how vaccines are the pandemic. Don't get slow-walked into the gas chambers of the vaccinated world of idiots. This time, you can see the death machine coming. Consider yourself informed. And I believe there's a little bit more there. In fact, January to February 2021 have been the deadliest months in the last decade, with the highest overall mortality rates compared to corresponding months in the last 10 years. The most dramatic increases in death are occurring among Israelis between the ages of 20 and 29. This group has seen an overall increase in mortality of 32% ever since the Pfizer vaccine was introduced. Oh, Lou, as a mathematician, that's a third, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is.
That's shocking.
Yep.
Quote, the article says, quote, according to this estimate, it is possible to estimate the number of deaths in Israel in proximity of the vaccine as of today at about 1,000 to 1,100 people.
And next.
Go ahead, Lou.
All right. Longtime WorldNet Daily commentator asked May 21st, 2021, are we at Nazi-level barbarity and experimentation? And, this
and what was that word again, Nazi level?
Barbarity.
Yes. You know, these great minds, they're thinking alike, aren't they?
I think that they are, yes. And I guess they had great minds with Dr. Mengele and his like, too.
Mm.
In this exclusive, Craig McMillan called for some Tuskegee Crimes Against Humanity trials. What we believe about the origin of men and women has everything to do with mankind's destiny, which is our destiny. If you believe that creation was the result of fortuitous accidents pieced together over insufferably long time periods, then it's easy to see men and women as experimental white mice. You offend no one but the victim of the experiment, and perhaps the grieving family. You take on no moral guilt because the universe is simply a grand accident. There is no one to whom you are accountable. At the polar opposite, you accept the account of creation in Genesis. Men and women were created by an all-powerful God who left nothing to chance, yet made his creation adaptive to the challenges that it would face over the period of its existence. When you use genetic tools passed on down to children to modify that creation, you are guilty of infringing on what is God's exclusive territory. Tell me then, where is the common ground everyone is urged to find today? After the horrors of World War II, both in the battlefield and in the concentration camps, humanity pulled back from the brink by holding the Nuremberg trials. The offenses of the Nazi hierarchy, the existence of Jewish concentration camps, and the killing and medical experiments conducted there were deemed crimes against humanity. Here in America, beginning in 1932 and continuing for 40 years, the Tuskegee study, conducted by the U.S. Public Health Service, quote, involved blood tests, x-rays, spinal taps, and autopsies of the subjects. The goal was to observe the natural history of untreated syphilis in the black population, but the subjects were unaware of this and were simply told they were receiving treatment for bad blood, unquote. The Nazi element has been covered in great detail by Robert J. Lifton in his book, The Nazi Doctors, from Basic Books, 1986. Perhaps your school overlooked it for its reading list. Here are the titles of the first four chapters. 1. Sterilization and the Nazi Biomedical Vision. 2. Euthanasia, Direct Medical Killing. 3. Resistance to Direct Medical Killing. And 4. Wild Euthanasia, The Doctors Take Over. Is there anything to suggest that our nation, perhaps in partnership with China, is not now on the same path? Over the past few decades, how many of us thought that evil would just go away if we ignored it? How many of us still think that today? How many pastors neglected to teach on a quote-unquote touchy subject that might reduce the size of their church? Pro-life Christians have been carrying the torch for all of us this entire time, to our shame. When Satan's coup against God failed, he took a third of the angels along with him. It looks like they've all been busy here on planet Earth. The persecution and censorship of Jews and Christians is always a leading indicator of where what is left of our culture is headed. In the world's view, other religions are fine because they have no power over Satan's war against humanity and human freedom.
And we'd interject there that this is backed up by the fact that Madame Helena Blavatsky, the head of the Theosophy religion, was being guided by these so-called ascended masters. And, of course, they would be, we believe, demons, but they were spirit guides. And what she said was when this new one-world government and religion came, there were two groups that had to be annihilated. And you see, they are the Bible-believing peoples. That would be the Jews who believe in the Old Testament and the Christians. So we see that we are in a spiritual war. And if you would like to help us stay on the air, please get in touch with us at P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And we pray for all of you listeners, and we ask God to help you in harsh circumstances. And he will, as you go day by day. Today, Lou and I had to look at our growing debts. We had to look at a tax penalty from last year. Somehow, I guess it didn't happen to us last year. There were other things, and we had to start juggling and working. But we have full faith that God will take care of us physically, our physical needs, our spiritual needs, because he is guiding us, and we are doing our best to serve him in the ways that he has called us. So you see, when you pray to him, give your life to him, ask him to forgive your sins, and tell him what you really need. If you have a desperate need, go to him, because he can send people to you to help you. And we can't reach out. We don't have money and youth and all of that, everything. We're not a facility that could help you in those ways, but we're telling you what we've experienced. God is faithful. If you are faithful to him and you keep repenting every day. And this is such an important article here that we're hearing. These Nazi barbarous activities are here. We are part of the evil. So do pray about it. And if God leads you to talk to your pastor, talk to your family, tell them to visit DividedKingdomRadio.com. Lou, pick up that story again. Who is this wonderful author? Is it Craig McMillan?
Yes, that's exactly right. Craig McMillan.
From LifeSite News, isn't it?
No, this is from WorldNet Daily.
Oh, this is from WorldNet Daily.
Yes. And going on, is there anyone else who believes that we are firmly in Nuremberg territory now? Babies are aborted, and everything from dead tissue to the live baby are eagerly purchased by medical laboratories for human experimentation. Tax dollars pay for the abortions. The provider gets the blood money from the sale of the innocent.
And this is NIH. We have more articles about that. We can get into it. This is Fauci's territory. This is Francis Collins's territory. How far, America, you have fallen. Go ahead, Lou.
It was never about choice, and that word choice is in quotation marks. It was never about choice, was it? It was always about access to the product. How is that different from what the Nazis did to Jewish captives? If you believe that a personal God created humanity, as the Jews and Christians do, how do you justify today's crimes against humanity? What gives you the right to abort babies, sell them for medical research, or experiment on citizens who never gave informed consent to be infected with a genetically modified virus or its supposed cure, an injected gene therapy treatment? We are indeed in Nuremberg territory. And it will take another Nuremberg to stop a deluded oligarchy from selling us for their medical experimentation, deploying vaccine passports, and treating us like herd animals to be slaughtered at will. I suggest that in honor of the black men who were lied to for 40 years in the Tuskegee study, America's trials be referred to as the Tuskegee Crimes Against Humanity trials. God knows a national act of repentance when he sees it. And this is me interjecting. 7 days later, Health Ranger Mike Adams of naturalnews.com echoed Craig McMillan's anguished concerns and, in his daily situation update, called for Nuremberg trials for the COVID vax atrocities. But shortly after, to illustrate the growing stronghold of First Amendment tyranny in America, Adams received an insider warning phone call. Instructions to take down the posting or face possible ending of his web domain and or his life. Of course, Adams took it down so he could continue his invaluable work for mankind with health remedies at the Health Ranger store and its guidance to God's remnant. June 1st, Adams posted this vital situation update analysis.
The five phases of vaccine compliance. We are currently in phase three, and the last phase involves door-to-door arrests of those who refuse spike protein injections. Monday, May 31st, Mike Adams, Natural News. With new information provided by a contact in the federal government, I've been able to further refine the escalation hierarchy of vaccine compliance that's being pursued by the Biden regime. There are five distinct phases to this escalation. And I would point out, this is Elizabeth speaking, that yesterday, and that was Wednesday,
June the 2nd.
Mike said in a situation update that we might not necessarily have to reach the final phase when the government has a hot war against the people to inject them, because he says then that is open warfare on the American people. And we hope and pray that by having broadcasts like Mike Adams and having websites like WorldNet Daily there with Craig McMillan, having reasonable men and women and doctors who are looking into things, there's Judy Mikovits, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and we hope her estimate is wrong. She thinks that possibly 50 million Americans will die from the circulation of these spike proteins in the mRNA vaccines. So now, what are these five phases that Mike Adams discusses? Phase one, voluntary, pushed by media propaganda, paying off social media influencers, doctors, etc. This phase ensnares those who are gullible enough to think getting injected with spike protein biological weapons will somehow save them or set them free. Phase two, incentives, lottery tickets, free beer, free donuts. And, you know, Lou and I discussed Lido Pizza in Maryland. They were going to give a free pizza. And, of course, the lottery is here, too. It's not just in Cuomo's land, his crazy land. Back to Mike, this phrase ensnares those who are stupid enough to trade their lives for beer and donuts. There are a lot of these people, and even a globalist realize that such low IQ people have nothing to contribute to human civilization. Now, Lou and I do not agree with Mike Adams' last statement. Every human being has something to contribute, and God created each of us for a reason. He knew us when we were in our mother's womb, but we can be upset and frustrated at people who are so self-engrossed, I think, that they are either gluttonous or whatever it is, they're greedy for what the world has. They're lost people, and God wants to redeem them. So they do have something to contribute to human civilization, but they're not doing it right now. Mike Adams says phase three is private sector punishments. In this stage, they use corporations to deny people access to services such as air travel, cruise ships, restaurants, sporting events, concerts, etc. This phase hopes to make being unvaccinated extremely inconvenient. We are here now. Yes, Lou, didn't we hear about Delta? Weren't they making all their employees get vaccinated?
Yes, I think they were one of the companies. Yes.
Yes. So now phase four, criminal fines or jail time, government sector. This phase will kick in after the fake news media blames the unvaxxed for continued spike protein outbreaks that are killing people. Laws will be passed in some jurisdictions that require constant vaccines and booster shots. Now, we've been hearing that, haven't we? These companies are saying that they're going to need a booster shot. I don't recall whether it was Pfizer. I think maybe it was. Do you?
It may have been more than one, in fact. Yes.
Yes, they're saying that. And you know, that's sort of an admission that something didn't work if you have to keep getting a booster shot. These emergency use authorized so-called vaccines never went through the trials. And I'm saying that. Now, back to the article. Any who refuse to comply will be fined or jailed. You can expect this push to originate in blue states. Phase five, kinetic military sector. Open biological and kinetic warfare on the American people carried out by the woke military against the citizens. This phase will take place after the vaccine deep state works with the Biden-Obama regime to stage a massive false flag shooting tragedy that can be blamed on anti-vaxxers and gun owners. Once this event is carried out, Biden and the Democrats will call for turning the U.S. military against the citizens to carry out nationwide gun confiscation and force COVID-19 vaccines at gunpoint. And now again, we interject. We think we are far from that point because there's no other group of men on earth like the American male gun owners and some female gun owners. They're not like Crocodile Dundee, who in Australia there was shot down when they grabbed the guns. They're not ready to be victims. They're not ready. There are too many of them. Lou, you've always said that if war with the government were to take place, there would be a guerrilla warfare down in the South, in those mountains, all these places in America. America's a large state. I mean, country.
It certainly
is. With many states, you thought it would go on maybe 30 years.
Well, I think it could. I mean, there are many, many out of the way places.
And that's even with all this modern super AI, the robots and everything else, because God is on the side of the people who want to protect the helpless. God is on the side of the people who do not want abortion and do not want something like a population culling. And God is much bigger than any of this technology. Well, Mike Adams concludes these few paragraphs. As I was told by a government insider, the Biden regime has been ordered to achieve a 70% vaccination rate among U.S. adults, no matter what it takes. And we've heard here, I think we're now at 69% in Maryland. Maybe these top leaders know. They've been told. Maybe some of them know about the idea of population culling. Maybe some of them are innocent. We don't know. Maybe there's a naivete. Mike says the false flag attack being engineered by the deep state will serve to provide the moral justification narrative to violate any last shred of civil rights, human rights, or medical ethics when it comes to assaulting innocent Americans with deadly spike protein injections, also called vaccines. In essence, a vaccine holocaust is the plan. Depopulation is the desired outcome of this nefarious plan, followed by economic collapse and the destruction of the United States of America. The very people carrying out this plan are the same people who rigged the 2020 election and achieved a political coup to illegally seize power. Now they are using that power to turn America against itself in an act of national suicide. So we can know that confiscating guns, Mike Adams concludes with, is their most important step, because forced vaccine injections can only be successful when the population is disarmed first.
And now from Great Game India, former president of Indian Medical Association, Dr. K.K. Agarwal, dies months after taking second shot of coronavirus vaccine. May 18th, 2021. The former president of the Indian Medical Association, Dr. K.K. Agarwal, has died months after taking the second shot of coronavirus 19. The 62-year-old was admitted to AIIMS for the past several days and was on ventilator support since last week. However, the fact that he was fully vaccinated is totally buried by mainstream media.
Two things going on there, Lou. The vaccination and the ventilator, we've heard that it has a closed loop. Why were we so eager to send all those ventilators to third world and other countries? I wonder why. You know, breathing the same old stale air isn't too good for anyone. Go ahead. What else happened?
Well, Dr. Agarwal was also unanimously elected as the president of the Confederation of Medical Associations of Asia and Oceania, CMAAO, for 2019 to 2020. In 2010, the government of India honored him with the Padma Shri, India's fourth highest civilian award for his contributions to the field of medicine. Over the past year, he had been posting videos on the COVID pandemic and talking about various aspects of the disease and its management. Dr. Agarwal took the second dose of COVID-19 vaccine on 22nd February 2021. On 21st April, Dr. Agarwal tested positive for COVID-19 even after taking the second shot of the vaccine. He shared his experience with his followers on Twitter.
He shared it.
Yes. However, on 7th May, it was announced that Dr. Agarwal was admitted to a healthcare facility in Delhi. Meanwhile, his Twitter account was being managed by the team at Healthcare Foundation of India, MedTalks, and CMAAO. A statement posted on his Twitter profile said that he succumbed to the disease on Monday, May 18, 2021. What was notable in the mainstream reporting of his death was the total blackout of the two doses of the vaccines that he took. The same thing happened when well-known Indian actor and the Tamil Nadu state's ambassador for creating public health messages passed away a day after he received the COVID-19 vaccine. Recently, it was revealed during the Texas Senate committee hearing that COVID-19 vaccine trials in animals were stopped because the animals kept dying. Meanwhile, German scientists have found the exact two-step process about how the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine causes blood clots in recipients. They describe a series of events that has to happen in the body before the vaccines create these large clots.
The truth is coming out, Lou. Here's another one from Ethan Huff at Natural News, June 1st. More than 80% of children who received Pfizer's COVID injection suffered side effects. Pfizer and BioNTech have published the findings of a new Wuhan coronavirus vaccine study on children, revealing that upwards of 80% of them suffer harmful side effects from the two-part injection. The company released a 37-page fact sheet on May 19th outlining the current status of its vaccination studies in the context of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Emergency Use Authorization, that's EUA, provisions. The document reveals that the vast majority of injected children are now suffering side effects that could leave them damaged or traumatized for life. Even though children have an almost zero risk of getting sick and testing positive for the Chinese virus in the first place, Pfizer BioNTech wants to inject them all with a poison that we now know has at least an 80% chance of causing adverse effects. The company's fact sheet explains that the injections were tested on 1,097 children and adolescents between the ages of 12 and 15. Of this, at least 866 of the children developed side effects, roughly half of which were described as mild and the other half as moderate or severe. The study was double-blinded, meaning neither the participants nor the experimenters knew which children received the real vaccine and which received the placebo. Compared to the placebo group, the vaccinated group reported five times more side effects within the first 7 days post-injection. Why are parents killing their children with Chinese virus injections? After their first and second injections of the real vaccine, children reported things like fever, headache, fatigue, shivering, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle pain, and joint pain. Some also suffered appendicitis and other more serious adverse events. Pfizer BioNTech still claims that only between 0.4 to 0.8% of those injected will suffer immediate adverse effects. Emphasis on the word immediate. However, many more people will suffer long-term adverse effects that could take months or even years to fully manifest. It all depends on how long it takes for the vaccine spike proteins to run their course in a person's body. The timing seems to be different for everyone and also depends on which type of injection they receive. The Pfizer BioNTech jab is based on messenger RNA, mRNA technology, which reprograms the body to become a spike protein manufacturing machine. The viral vector Chinese virus injections from Johnson & Johnson, J&J, and AstraZeneca, on the other hand, actually contain spike proteins right in the syringe, which is why many recipients are developing deadly blood clots almost instantaneously. Dr. Christiane Northrup explained more about this in a recent Brighteon Conversations interview. Truth be told, none of these so-called vaccines for the Chinese virus are really vaccines at all. They are experimental gene therapy injections, the long-term effects of which are currently unknown. To be putting these things inside the bodies of anyone, let alone young children, is simply criminal. There is no excuse for it, and any parent who willingly injects his or her child with this poison is committing an act of chemical violence, perhaps without even knowing it. FDA approval doesn't make it a vaccine, wrote one commenter at Free West Media. Most people know what a vaccine is. Classic definition. You slap around some microbes to kill or weaken them, then inject them so a person's immune system reacts. Then, when the real disease comes along, your body's ready. This concoction is basically a program. What do you call it when someone puts a program on your computer that you don't want there? Wow, a virus. They are injecting people with a type of virus. This techno poison they're calling a vaccine does exactly What a virus does, it hijacks your cells to make more of itself. To keep up with the latest news about Chinese virus injections, be sure to check out chemicalviolence.com.
CDC caught removing COVID vaccine injury reports from VAERS. This was by Ethan Huff, Tuesday, June 1st. Last month, Great Game India published a report about a two-year-old child who died after receiving a Wuhan coronavirus vaccine. And again, vaccine is in quotes, especially, and I'll interject from what Elizabeth just read about a vaccine in comparison to this new kind of treatment. Anyway, the child died after receiving the vaccine from Pfizer. The case was reported in the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS for short, only to later be removed by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. Since only children between the ages of 5 and 11 are, quote, authorized, unquote, to receive a Chinese virus injection from Pfizer, Great Game India wanted to know why a two-year-old baby received it, calling on the CDC to fully investigate the situation. Instead, the CDC ignored the request and proceeded to remove the VAERS entry without explanation. The two-year-old girl in question passed almost immediately after receiving her second dose of Pfizer's experimental mRNA injection, instantly developing severe reactions. She ended up dead within just a few days. News started to spread, and many were calling on the CDC to take action, seeing as how it is supposed to act in the best interest of public health. Since the CDC is actually a private corporation that works for Big Pharma, however, nothing was done, and the girl's death was quickly scrubbed from the government database. The fake news media quickly swooped in to defend Big Pharma as well, falsely claiming that children under the age of 5 were not receiving Wuhan flu shots at the time. Three fact-checkers from Newsweek all made this patently false claim. Reported Great Game India about the facts, quote, vaccine trials for babies as young as 6 months are underway at least since March, unquote. More than 10,000 babies as young as 6 months old, in fact, were receiving mRNA injections from Pfizer and Moderna as far back as mid-March, which is right around the time the two-year-old girl died from her injection.
This has to be exposed. Go on.
Yes, it most certainly does. Pfizer itself admits this to be true, which makes the Newsweek fact check laughable. In what way and using what evidence did these fact checkers come to the conclusion that babies were not yet receiving Pfizer injections as of mid-March? We would like to know. Right on the website, Pfizer and BioNTech admit that the first doses of Chinese virus injections administered to children as young as 6 months began in March 2021. Constituting a three-phase continuous study to learn how the shots are tolerated by babies. Once the fact-checkers were challenged with the actual facts, they moved on to blaming VAERS for the error, as the entry showing that a baby had died was removed by the CDC. Newsweek actually reported on the entry's removal, claiming that the CDC took a rare step, that's in quotes, a rare step in axing it from the VAERS system. Hilariously, Newsweek's excuse for the CDC action is that the entry must have been, since the CDC never lies, according to the fake news media, must have been because it was completely made up. That's in quotes, completely made up. No further details were provided by Newsweek about how it was determined that the entry was, quote, made up. However, we are all just supposed to believe whatever the fake news and fake science says on any given day about a matter, even if it makes no sense and contradicts itself. The latest claim is that VAERS is unreliable and noisy. That's in quotes also. And is not to be trusted, even though it is supposed to be monitored by the federal government. These errors are to be expected, the establishment claims, because technology is just too hard to get right. The good news, and this is in quotes, the good news for a very rare event is that it will pop up in VAERS, stated Dr. Jesse Goodman, a former chief scientist of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, attempting to provide cover for the CDC. And now we have the same pattern everywhere, mass vaccinations.
And you know, Lou, I think we're going to hold that.
All right.
Because we must know about Dr. Stella Emanuel. And she had an interview on Brighteon that's connected with naturalnews.com, and she talked about this. I think this was around May the 20th. That's not the exact date, but she said that the doctors who have really cared were stifled. I'm just kind of giving you a précis of this. They were kept from using hydroxychloroquine and other remedies, you know, that really would have helped before the vaccines. And she said, I've been in this country for 30 years, and I've never seen a time in medical practice where we were told to not treat patients. We are doctors, even minus hydroxychloroquine. COVID has respiratory problems, and we know how to treat respiratory problems. And going on, she said that the Chinese virus is spiritual warfare. And she said, as a Christian, now here's the article, Dr. Emanuel is convinced that this whole thing is spiritually driven. While many people were led to believe that the Wuhan flu came about specifically to interfere with the American election, she says that France was actually among the first countries to ban hydroxychloroquine. The locks, masks, and now vaccines are all a global phenomenon. And sadly, too many doctors are going along with the sham. And she says that there's such a conspiracy everywhere to destroy humanity that every time there's something intimidating to report, such as Dr. Simone Gold getting fired or the Texas Medical Board going after AFLDS, the mainstream media is right there to report it. But she says that ever since the COVID-19 pandemic began, conditions like heart disease, pneumonia, and the flu completely disappeared. Now every sickness and death that occurs is reported as COVID. And doctors were being coerced to put COVID as a diagnosis. Hospitals were being bribed. This is a worldwide phenomenon. And as a Christian, quote, I think it all boils down to Satan. Those who work for Satan are busily coming up with new ways to destroy human DNA, reprogram the immune system, and ultimately control the people of the world like slaves. Moderna, for instance, wants to continue hacking human software by splicing genes and inserting something into it, Dr. Emanuel warned. They think humanity needs to be extinct, she says, noting that the demonic endgame is to create a new human 2.0 that no longer bears the image of God. And these people who want to do these things, the Bible says God watches and he laughs. He laughs at their supposition of omnipotent power forever. Only he has that. We thank you for listening to The Divided Kingdom. Please visit our radio site, DividedKingdomRadio.com, and tell others. Good night.